Oh, good evening and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. This is your host, Lance White. Tonight's guest is Victoria Lilienquist. Victoria is a UFO angelic contactee, clinical therapist, healer, prayer minister, film producer, and recording artist. At the age of 5, Victoria's journey began with angels as one appeared to her. At that time, she realized her gifts of intuition, visions, and prophetic messages. Victoria's accuracy has proven to be extremely exact as she receives information from the angelic realm and benevolent brotherhood of space. In 2005, she produced an award-winning documentary, Encounters with Angels, UFOs, and Divine Messages, which records and describes orbs, interdimensional phenomena, angels, portals, and UFOs. So let's not delay another moment in hearing more about Victoria's amazing journey.
Just say you're listening to Dr.
Welcome
Bell.
To the show, Victoria.
Thank you, Lance. It's great to be with you tonight.
Oh, good. First of all, I just wanted to say that I watched your DVD several times, and it's just an amazing and inspiring video. I congratulate you on doing such a wonderful job. I've never seen anything. I've never actually seen so many paranormal phenomenon recorded and described so brilliantly.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do have a wide variety of types of phenomena, and so I'm so glad you enjoyed it. It was really a labor of love.
I can tell. You were a special child, and your dad had an experience with a traveler in 1947. Would you like to share about that a little bit?
Sure. What transpired back in 1947, my father worked for the government as a Secret Service. He actually looked like one of the Untouchables back in Washington State, and he was coming through the Reno Desert about dusk time, and he came upon this man standing out on the road, and he looked like he was out of the Bible. And of course, you know, back then there were no hippies,
right,
per se, but he always seemed to pick up a lot of hitchhikers, and so he stopped and picked this fellow up, and excuse me, and he proceeded, the being proceeded to tell my father some pretty wonderful things about the universe and about his life, and then he told him about me. My father kind of had a good laugh on that one because he was a bachelor, and so he's going, well, sorry, but, you know, I don't have kids, and I'm not married. And so anyway, the fellow reached over and put his hand on my father and blessed him and told him that his child would be contacted and got out of the car and dematerialized.
Wow.
So, and I heard that story so many times growing up. It was, my father tried to make sure I was sitting right there when I was telling the story, but I didn't know the whole story until he was on his deathbed. And at that time, then he did tell me that he knew when I was born that I was that child. And it was interesting. They even changed my name a month after I was born, and you know, it was quite interesting. So as I was having visions and very telepathic with my parents, I'd always take the words out of their mouth constantly as a child. And so they were really great, though. They let me be myself and loved me, and even though I was a little bit too headstrong at times.
What was it like having psychic abilities and being able to be free to explore those?
Well, you know, I think for me, it was such a natural phenomena. I just didn't think that it was unusual at all. Mm. But I would talk to my grandmother about the things that I was seeing or visions, and she'd say, "Well, honey, you take after me." And and so it was just kind of something in our family, and my father actually was talking to me about Roswell when I was a kid, and
So what did he say? What did he say about Roswell?
Oh, he was just talking. He was talking about the flying saucers and and showing me, you know, paper clippings and things like that. But I think as a child, when you were tapped in, like I guess I would be an indigo child in the 1955 era, and sometimes it's not that easy. A lot of folks that I compare notes with that are a lot like me, you know, they were tapped in, but perhaps they shut down for a while because you're trying to fit in, and or maybe the dynamics in the family suppresses some of your gifts. And, but for me, fortunately, my parents were angels. I mean, everybody thought they were definitely not from this world, and a lot of people don't think I am either.
I saw a picture of them, and they look, they're just, there's something about them that's just a very loving and beautiful. You know, I mean, I can sense things about people from a picture.
Yeah.
And, you know, and plus I can sense things, you know, if they're true or not. And it doesn't matter how crazy they are. I just know in my heart, well, this is true, and some things don't resonate or don't seem true. You know, it sounds like that model from your parents is a valuable way of being for all parents to allow their kids to explore and develop.
Absolutely, and I think with the crystal children that we have now, and of course the teenagers are more of the indigo children, but I think it's really important to always encourage our children to not be afraid to tell us what they're seeing. A lot of us had imaginary friends, and maybe they really weren't imaginary. I mean, I was hanging out with, you know, a lot of little playmates out in the yard when I was a kid, and then when I was at church, when I was like, I remember about 7 or 8, I could see gold beams, silhouettes of gold beams walking back and forth behind the podium, and I just thought everybody could see that, and. but, you know, you have your moments, and I'm sure that some of the kids that I grew up with thought that was a little strange. And but then years later, what's really interesting, a fellow that took me to the junior prom, I met him years later, and he said, oh, I saw you on television the other day about the Salt Lake Olympics, and the UFO came, and he says, now I know why you were so different in high school. He says, but I always thought that you were really cool, you know, but just really different.
It's so funny. Sometimes we don't fit in our early years, and it's much to our chagrin. And then later that pays off because then we do stand out from the crowd.
Well, and we're really finding each other. It's a glorious time right now. Mm-hmm. The family of light is... the people are coming out of the woodwork, and I think a lot of people that have not been able to express their real beliefs about, yes, we're not alone, yes, there's UFOs and light ships and all kinds of orbs and phenomena, and so they get really excited when they see my film and they say, oh my gosh, you know, that's, I can totally relate to that, And some people have been seeing like beams of light going past around their face and their eyes when they're in bed as a child.
Wow.
And those kinds of things, I've actually been able to capture those on film.
Wow.
As well as when I was in my bed and my dog was trying to get my attention, he would pant and look around the bedroom, and he would not settle down till I took a photograph. And lo and behold, on the wall of the bedroom, you see the portal windows of the ship reflected. So you think you're in your bed, but you're really in a hologram of your bedroom.
Wow!
And your bed is the Stargate. So that's why so many people that, let's say, they wake up at 2:22, 3:33, 4:44.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Well, we're beaming back and forth. Our consciousness is coming back and forth into our body. Maybe we get real cold at night, like we look like a corpse because it's kind of left our body, and we're we're having our orientation on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may say, oh, man, you know, lady, you've got to. I mean, you know, I get all kinds of letters, but I do get a lot of wonderful letters, too. But
yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense to me. That, you know, this, a lot of quantum physicists describe this as a hologram now. And it makes a lot of sense that we're bouncing in between dimensions.
Absolutely. And we're really at just a wonderful portal window right now. We are at that threshold of great and glorious things with this Holmes comet coming in. And you know, they call it the second sun because it's bigger than our sun.
Yes.
And it's as bright as the Star of Bethlehem or brighter.
Wow.
And that goes along with, because you saw the film I was speaking of, the second Earth coming in.
Yeah.
I believe that it represents the second Earth because it's bringing in this new dimension.
Uh-huh.
And they say that it comes at significant and historic times. And so some of my photographs, the encounter, the film footage in the DVD,
uh-huh.
where you see that big double orb that's as good as a Goodyear blimp. I mean, it's so big.
Yeah.
And it's passing around 17 witnesses. That looks identical to what the scientists have on their NASA film footage of the Holmes comet.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing. And, of course, there are all kinds of galactic alignments that are happening right now. Even some people are saying that the Mayan calendar end date of 2012 is actually happening right now.
I believe that. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I really concur with that.
As we enter into the new year, what is your feeling about the coming energies in 2008? Things look pretty dark if you look at them from a 3D viewpoint.
3D, it looks pretty
dismal,
pretty harsh.
Yeah.
But I feel like many of my colleagues, we've been comparing notes, and the Earth is getting ready to do something magnificent that it's never done before.
Mm.
And I feel that this comet that's coming in is really ushering in the next higher dimension, and likened to the vision that I had of I will recap this briefly for the listeners, but in 1997, I had, on Easter weekend, two visions, one on the 30th and one on the 31st. It was an Easter weekend. And the first vision, I saw sort of a long-distance view of our Earth and another Earth, and I saw this sort of transplanting thing, but you could think of it as a comet if you really think about it, transplanting onto this other Earth. And the next day I said, hey, look, you guys, you got to give me more information. I don't know, you know, what does this mean? And I had not heard anyone speak of the second Earth before, but although I guess it has been in Hopi prophecy you know, clear back to all kinds of India beliefs and Shakti and Shiva and excuse me. And so then the following night I had another vision, and I was standing on my balcony looking at the sky, but there was no sky. All there was this huge planet that completely sealed up the atmosphere.
Huh.
And people were running in a frenzy of confusion and looking at that planet, and they were saying, who are you and what do you want? And I said, how can you say that to something so glorious? And that's when I heard a voice say, Victoria, this is your new home.
Wow.
And then that planet started to move away.
Uh-oh.
From this planet. So I liken this unto, we see this third dimension, and even the fourth dimension, which is the internet, but it's still this Earth, and the chaos that it's going through. I feel that this other holographic Earth, and the scientists did find another Earth they found a planet that looks just like Earth, that they think there's life on it.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, it's 120 light years away, so don't freak out. Well, I don't think it's 120 light years away.
Mm-hmm.
But they announced that. CNN announced that in April, on April 22nd of
mm-hmm.
this year. So I feel that we have a second Earth coming through, and it's passing through dimensionally and collectively those people that are vibrating at a higher frequency, that we're changing in our bodies. I believe that we are going to be embracing and walking through a new doorway into a new reality.
Wow. Well, I tend to agree with you from all the sources that I collect information from, too. And wouldn't that be interesting if that was the second coming?
Well, you see, they call this comet the second sun.
Well,
S-U-N-S-O-N?
Yeah, I thought about that.
The second sun.
Yeah.
It is the second coming.
Wow.
And it's the second comet, because
wow.
Halley's was the first.
And everybody be busy looking for a human being on the planet to torture and abuse
mm-hmm.
and hang up on the cross and throw in jail. And it's probably not going to be anything like that.
No, I believe that the second coming represents the second coming of Christ consciousness.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not about religion. It is about
right.
our thought forms and our consciousness and our thought. Our thoughts are the key. They are our transportation
uh-huh.
to go through that doorway. It's so simple, really. When you live, I mean, I feel like I'm already living in the higher realms. I mean, people come into my house and they don't feel like they're even in this world, really. The energy is just really, really high vibrational. And they say, man, no wonder you could stay up all night, because if there's so much energy in the house that
yeah.
they're just going, wow, you know. and I think it's just I have been practicing what I teach,
mm-hmm.
and through the healing work that I've been doing for 30 years, I help people shift their thought forms,
mm-hmm.
and we have to let go of what's hurting us, and we have to unify our subconscious and our conscious and our divine mind
mm-hmm.
so that we are open to receive. And as far as, you know, the more we gain understanding, we let go of the fears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the film really is. It's a very gentle, don't you think it's pretty, like, non-threatening to newcomers?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a good thing to show your family that,
yeah.
that don't believe.
Yes, yes, it's perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, you know, waves washing on the shore, you know, of the beach. It's just very soothing. I mean, the whole thing is soothing. And you're singing, you know, you sing in the movie too.
Yeah.
Our tone.
I actually wrote all the songs.
Wow.
That I sing about three songs or parts of three songs in the movie, and those are all my original music, but I don't have that CD produced of the singing, but I do have, but then there's the instrumental that you hear in the movie. That instrumental is actually on the Journey to Empowerment Self-Healing and Inner Peace CD that's out.
Uh-huh.
And then I have the toning CD that I produced, but there's really no toning in the... I do sing to bring the ships in, though.
So you communicate directly with them telepathically and through singing, and how do they communicate with you?
Well, they're pretty much communicating with me 24/7. I will be doing something else. I'll be doing my healing, maybe doing massage therapy or some hypnotherapy or cleaning my house, and I'll get a transmission. Hey, you're supposed to go to such and such place tonight, and we're going to show up, and I'll get over there, and they're already waiting, you know.
Wow.
And I just recently moved to Colorado, Pagosa Springs, because it's just so healing and high vibration here.
Mm.
I was living in Phoenix, and I just knew that I needed to come here to help them establish a city of light and
mm-hmm.
build a galactic community. And I had done a lecture, and right in the middle of the lecture, they transmitted into my ear, well, tell the group that we're having a starship sighting in a week from now. So I just announced right in the middle of my talk, I said, hey, I just got a transmission that we're supposed to meet a week from now, and they're going to come between 9 and 10 p.m., and we actually had three different sightings come through.
Wow.
In 1 hour, and we got it all on film.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so great.
I love my life.
Yes.
I really do, and it's such an honor and a blessing to serve and to do this work and to help open people's eyes and and help them just kind of confirm, you know, what we're remembering. Our minds, our cells, we're remembering what we were born here in this dispensation of time to orchestrate this grand initiation of moving into the higher dimensions. And the keys of Enoch has been a real great tool for me. All my photographs have manifested information that spoke of in the Keys of Enoch by Dr. J.J. Hertak.
Yes, yes.
And
tell us a little more about that.
Well, you know, when I didn't know about his book when my photographs started appearing, but I would get the Pillar of Light, I'd get the Blue White Energy, the Great White Brotherhood on film, and all of these photographs are shown on my website, which is www.victoriaslight.com. And a friend, as I was showing her my photograph, she said, oh my gosh, you need to see this book. And she grabbed it, and it blew my socks off. I couldn't believe it, because so much that was in the book would be explaining what I was capturing on film.
Huh.
The will within wills, and then, of course, the Merkaba, the diamond-shaped window that started appearing above my head in sacred sites. I didn't know what it was, but then that book has key 118, it has a whole beautiful illustration on one page showing the opening to Kolob, my father's house of many mansions, going on into infinity. And on the other, and that's the same shape that comes out of my above my head on film. It's not lens flare or anything like that. It's been studied. And on the other side of the page, it says, at the culmination of the Father's plan for Israel, a new program, the program of victory, shall signal the gathering of the spiritual tribes of Israel.
Hmm.
So is it coincidental that that's the image that comes out of my head?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where I just... I say to people, it's a great book to get, and even though it's pretty intricate, it unifies the scientific and the spiritual mind, and even if you just go to the glossary and learn some of the words and then open the book up, lay it on your bed, and let yourself receive it even in your sleep.
Interesting. You mentioned the Great White Brotherhood and Saint Germain and Jesus and others. How do you distinguish between the different energies, and what are they like?
Well, you know, that's kind of hard to explain. It's just a vibrational feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the information that's coming through. I can tell when it's Saint Germain because of just the topic or the conversation that comes into my head. Anybody that receives transmissions, they'll say, you know, it's like somebody's put a thought in your head. It's not like somebody's whispering in your ear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like all of a sudden that thought is there, and some people, they're getting it, and they don't know how to, I guess, give in to say, well, is it my imagination, or is it really somebody communicating? Takes time to trust and know. But Saint Germain actually shows up a lot around me. You saw at the end of the movie when those birds were flying around me.
Yeah.
That's really a Saint Germain moment. And that was an everyday occurrence.
Wow.
So it wasn't trick photography.
No, no. And you had your films and photographs checked out by professionals to make sure that, you know, because that's the first thing that people are going to say is that, you know, these are all, you know, made in a laboratory or something.
But, you know, Photoshop didn't even exist when my photography started to happen. So
the energy that comes from those different things, and I like it too, because as you're recording the various spinning objects and things, you're
like that 10-prong Merkaba on Christmas Eve. Wasn't that magnificent?
Oh, it is. And you're commenting just like we are on air. You're saying, "Oh my gosh, look at that!"
Oh yeah, you hear the live audio. I mean, it's like being right there with me. It's fun.
Yeah. There's an interesting set of photographs on your website too that somebody brought to my attention. They're both taken within, say, minutes of each other, and one, and you're with standing with a woman, and in the second photograph, she's almost invisible, and there's like a Seattle Tower or something in the other one, and the whole landscape is different.
That is a very, I'm glad you brought that up, Lance, because, okay, that is actually in San Diego, and that's the Lookout Tower.
Oh.
It's not superimposed. Because I never filmed the Lookout Tower in San Diego. A Native American stopped and took a photograph of us at SeaWorld, and then I would say, okay, now take this one using telephoto. Because I would use 400 film. That's one thing that they transmitted to me. They said 35 millimeter film,
okay.
400 speed, and then film on telephoto. And that's when I started getting all this paranormal. So the first one was on normal, and the second one was on telephoto. But yes, my friend Simran, she had just actually run the rock and roll marathon. And I was a massage therapist and helping her. And so we had decided to go to SeaWorld after that. And she, actually, a little orb shows up, kind of coming. It looks like grass is growing out of her Levi's. and that Lookout Tower, I never filmed that. So I feel that has something to do with one of the visions that I would like to share. And, you know, I don't like to share scary things, okay? But I have been having numerous dreams, and I have seen water rising on the west coast of California. Seriously. And that photograph actually looks like part of us are underwater if you look at it carefully. And so I don't know. You know, I just I had a vision on the full moon last month, or 2 months ago in October, when they were having all the fires, and I saw all these people floating, and all of a sudden I saw steeples poking out of the water, and it was the Disneyland castle. And so then one of my friends just called me from Sherman Oaks, and she said, "Victoria, I've had this dream twice."
Mm-mm.
And the water had come right up to Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can't say when this is going to happen, but it might be in the near future that there's going to be some problems. But on the other hand, what I say to individuals is, you know, use your thought form. You're going to be guided. You're going to listen. And whatever you're supposed to do, if you're supposed to relocate, or, you know, if you're supposed to be out of town that day, or you'll be lifted up. You know, the Brotherhood of Light can actually evacuate the whole entire California coast within, you know, seconds.
Yeah.
So they're coming. They're actually everywhere. I mean, they are everywhere, and we just don't see them. They're cloaked. and they can come in and teleport. And I don't know if you saw that report last July 22nd when there was a report of 200 ships that showed up over Roseville, California.
No, I didn't.
And it's interesting because I had had a vision that morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and a little saucer like flew into my through my window, and it materialized into an actual being. And he proceeded to give me some information, and the next thing I knew, there were a group of us receiving instructions, and we were packing a very small bag. It was kind of like, okay, just take what you absolutely need, and I wanted to make sure I had my camera.
Yeah.
And we all got on some kind of a shuttle thing.
Huh.
And a lot of individuals were having visions about that same time, and that same day is when these 200 saucer ships showed up over Roseville, California.
Mm.
So the Brotherhood of Light, they are coming in their energy vehicles to transport us to our next evolutionary station.
Wow.
And as we move through this dimensional shift, we have to let go of the world that we know. We have to be open to a new kind of way of looking at being in a galactic society, because that is coming.
Uh-huh.
Our money system's going to change. And, people say, so tell me exactly how is it going to be? Well, I cannot tell you that.
Uh-huh.
All I can say is that I live every moment. Every moment I live in joy.
Uh-huh.
I think of the bliss that I want to create around me. And I sit on God's balcony and I look at this world, at this dimension, and I see the bigger picture. And I don't get sucked up into the drama and the trauma.
Uh-huh.
And I just hold that focus and that peace.
Yeah.
And that's how I've done it.
Very good, very good. Sometimes I do get sucked into it, but as you said, when you step outside of it and you see it from the bigger picture, everything falls into perspective and it's not troublesome.
Yes, and you know, we are changing our physical structure, our DNA structure's changing, and some of it can be kind of uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
moving it more into our light bodies, and many people are like myself, I feel the earthquakes before they happen, and I'll get, you know, real nauseated and dizzy about 8 to 10 hours before those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go into fear, but what I do is I put my thoughts into, sometimes I'll actually know what part of the planet is coming to, but from where certain symptoms are manifested in my body. If it's uh-huh. my down in my sacrum, I know it might be Australia or South America.
Uh-huh.
And I just put my thoughts to protect the to protect the people. We have this remodeling of this earth going on, but it seems like there, in a lot of cases, there's not as many people's lives being lost, but you know, people are being they're being tested, they're being challenged, but they're also being stimulated to let go
uh-huh.
of the material things, and you know, to come together as a community in love and service and, you know, helping each other through these crisis moments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you were 17, you had also had a near-death experience, didn't you?
Actually, when I was 17, I experienced healing coming into my hands.
Uh-huh.
But my near-death experience was actually in 1981.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit older, but I had gone through a lot of surgeries, and my heart went into fibrillation, and the next thing I knew, I was in total darkness, and I knew I had died. And I saw silhouettes of people going up into this light. And I said, oh, God, Father, please take me. I know I live in the light. And the next thing I knew, I was taken into that light, that pillar of light, and came into a clearing, and Jesus was standing there. He took me by the hand into a room with other beings standing there. And I felt like they were even the council, the nine, or, you know, just the heavenly council. And we looked down at this earth. They showed me the severe earth changes that are really upon us right now. And they told me that I had to come back to be here in this dispensation of time, and that, you know, this was part of my mission, that I had been shown some of it when I was five, when I had my first visitation from an angelic being that told me that I had to initiate something for the planet. So I had to come back into my body, and but through being a body worker, a therapist for 30 years now, I started to discover this real intense electrical currents. I mean, it's Reiki's wonderful, but this is far more intense than Reiki. And people feel like my hands are really actually inside their body. But and there's been some pretty amazing experiences. My sister-in-law had brain tumors that actually died in her head in one weekend. From the time they deemed it necrotic, or deemed it malignant, it went necrotic by the time they got in to take it out. So, different gifts. I feel that all the time I spend out in the field, Lance, with ships, I feel like they have really, they've changed my body frequency, and in the Keys of Enoch, it speaks of a process called transverlance, which is this energy field so that we can go in the Merkaba vehicle. By the way, now I'm getting this diamond-shaped image. It's more diamond on video, and it has all this cellular energy, and it hangs just right outside this house I'm renting on the lake here. Comes every night, and the other night I was showing film footage at my party, and all of a sudden the ship showed, was blinking. We could see it through the window, so we all ran outside. Oh, we've got a guest appearance here. It was fun. So,
do you think everyone on the planet is going to have an opportunity to make this shift that's coming, and do you feel like that is we're headed into it soon?
I think we're right there. We're right there right now. It's some people maybe have been sitting on the fence post, but I do feel they'll have an opportunity to be quickened if they choose to embrace that. Everyone is going to go through the process of whatever is in their contract.
Right.
Some people are going to perhaps a lot of people are leaving the planet right now. A lot of young people are having heart attacks. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that, but a lot of people are, they want to be on the other side, I guess, for this grand initiation. And some people, I just tell people, try not to worry about it. It'll be worked out. Like, they'll say, well, my family's, you know, got their head in the sand, and I feel bad because I'm moving forward, and what's going to happen to them? And I just say, you know, just love them and just be the example, teach by your beingness, and they'll get it. They'll get it when they're supposed to get it.
Yeah.
It's just, again, it is our thought forms.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my family, of course, my parents both passed away years and years ago, but my brothers have, they've been mainstream, and I think for a long time they were just going, oh man, you know, this is a pretty wild sister we have. But but I just kept loving them and teaching them about unconditional love. And I'd say, hey, you don't have to understand the brain surgeon to appreciate that he's doing things that are unusual and miraculous.
Right, right.
And so just love me. You don't have to understand me. Just love
right,
me.
Right, right.
And let me just love you.
Yeah.
And we just have to allow each other to be who we are.
Yes, yes.
There was some lyrics to a song I wrote. It was called, Who is Right and Who is Wrong Divides the Joy I See. I honor you and you honor me, planting seeds where we can just be to balance out the differences and let the love return and see the blessings and the treasures we have yearned. And it's not about being who's right and who's wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's about loving each other and just empowering each other
yeah.
to grow.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is very beautiful. I wanted to ask you if you've ever had any encounters with lower density entities, like such as the ones that people describe as being grays or reptilians or insectoids.
I have not, but I've actually had some of my galactic family that have had those experiences, and some of them have actually said to me, well, they didn't feel that threatened.
Uh-huh.
They felt that perhaps those races were trying to contact them for help to learn more about us. But then I have had some of my hypnotherapy clients that I've worked with that have, you know, they've had some unpleasant things. But I have not had scary things. All I experience really is of a very heavenly nature.
Uh-huh. It's hard to imagine you having any kind of negative.
No.
You know, you're just your whole vibration and
I'm life. In a bubble, really.
Yeah. You really are big pink bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you think that there will be a day in our lifetimes then when we'll be able to communicate openly with higher realms?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I said to. I was on James Gilliland's show just a couple of weeks ago, and I said to him that I really feel, I know the Brotherhood are already landing in many places, but it's not a known fact to the world, but they've already been communicating with the government in China,
yeah.
And I feel that in May, there's going to be some huge revealed contact that is going to be undeniably factual, and it will be broadcasted. People will know about it.
Uh-huh.
And because as close as the ships are coming with the groups that I take out,
uh-huh.
To be honest, there was on film, nobody knew it when I was filming, but when I looked at the film afterwards, there was actually a ship that had come down, swooped down, and was sitting not very far from where we were standing.
Wow.
But I didn't even see it, but it showed up.
Huh.
The lights of that of that craft, it cloaked itself, and
yeah.
It was sitting not more than probably 10 yards away from where we were standing.
Wow.
And so I know that there's more going to be revealed. There's the communication, there's the galactic societies, and that's why we're really trying to get the family together. People contact me to be on the call list
mm-hmm.
in the event that there's something huge that is coming, then I send out my bulletins, and we're gathering the people together, because I know with the I Am America map
uh-huh.
and the Gordon Michael Scallion map.
Oh yes.
I have another scenario of what I think that means.
Okay.
And what it means to me is maybe the land masses that are present on those maps are the land masses that have ascended onto the second earth.
Huh.
And it's not so much that all of that other is under the water,
uh-huh.
but it's that they have a, those landmasters. If you put one world on top of the other, and then you, let's say, or one hand on top of the other, and then your fingers from the hand underneath come up through and ascend and transplant onto this higher dimension. That's what I feel.
That's
those maps mean. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it does. Then that would that removes all of the fear about, you know, California falling into the ocean and all these grim. It just hasn't resonated for me for some reason.
Well, I just feel that as the waters come.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've had numerous visions, and I spoke of one of them in the film too, of land sinking and water rising.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we're standing on that land.
Right.
We could be teleported onto
right.
the ship.
Right. Right.
While the Earth is going through this thing, and the lower realm, the Earth that wants to remain in the turmoil and the greed and the hate and the war and all of that, that's going to go through its process. Now, then there's the other scenario of some people talk about the inner Earth, and they say that, and I believe that there are civilizations inside the Earth also.
Uh-huh.
And, but I believe that some of us are actually going to be going to a higher vibrational. We're not going to be going to the inner Earth. We're going to be going to the second Earth.
Yeah. That's so, my sense of it, too.
And, you know, what's great is when we get together with our family of light, we're going, hey, yeah, I saw that in a vision. And when people share their visions with me, and I appreciate the letters that people share, because every one of us is playing an instrument in this orchestration. It's taking all of us. It's a grand initiation that we're co-creating, that we agreed before we came here to do this here and now.
Yeah.
And we're here. I think it's here. I mean, I think I've done 6 radio shows in the last month and a half, and I think it's because everybody wanted to have me on before the first of the year, because we are in this huge window here.
Yeah.
So
interesting. I'm trying to figure out how to ask this next question. Why it's so important for us to work with our thoughts and to raise our vibration. That has a lot to do with being able to access these new realms, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You have to start practice being as you be each day. Then you become. And, you know, you might be really good one day, and the next day you kind of fall back, and you get kind of negative or discouraged or whatever. You just have to pick yourself up and use your thoughts and say, okay, you know, this is what I want. This is what I want to manifest. This is the kind of heaven on earth I want to create. And I have personally experienced the magic of instantaneous manifestation. I've actually been able to experience that, not in every single thought, but more and more. And I think more people are saying, wow, you know, I have that thought, and the next second the phone rings and there it is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it is really, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to stop doubting ourselves.
Yes.
You know, there's this doubting Thomas syndrome that people have, and we have to just live as if we've already moved into that realm.
Yes, and learn how to trust ourselves and trust our intuitive abilities.
Absolutely.
You know, the when you get a feeling, you know, people often discard their feelings and as, you know, oh, that was nothing. But 99 times out of 100, it was something and turns out to be accurate.
There's no coincidences.
Oh, none.
There really isn't.
None.
And I was feeling that all my life, but my brother was kind of giving me a hard time, and he said, "Ah, it's a coincidence." And I go, "No, I don't think so." But then a few years later, he said, "You know, I'm starting to get it. I'm really getting it." He said, "I actually watched The Secret the other day, and
oh.
I realized I was doing everything wrong." And I go, "Well, there's no mistakes. There's only lessons learned. Just
right.
just start practicing shifting that paradigm, shifting
yeah.
your thought form,
yeah.
and putting yourself in a bubble."
Yeah, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Are you discovering that a lot of other people are having similar experiences to you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And one thing I wanted to bring up, so much of my film footage that I've then extracted it into photographs onto the website, I get so many double orbs, and some of them are even like periwinkle purple with blue auras around them. And I really feel that those photographs and that film footage has been trying to prepare me for the last 2 years that, yes, the second Earth is coming. Because why would there be so many double orbs? And they do look like, you know, one Earth and the other kind of coming together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I have numerous people share with me their dreams and visions, and people are feeling it. And they have been seeing some of the tricky stuff, like, you know, people being evacuated out of waters. And who's to say how many of the people during the tsunami, who's to say that some of those people weren't teleported to another dimension?
Yeah,
or to the second Earth? I mean, who knows?
Yep.
There's no way to prove it, but I even feel that during the 9/11 attacks, because I've gone in and studied the film footage, I actually, the Brotherhood have told me, like, to go backwards on film footage to sometimes capture other dimensions as you're reviewing the footage backwards in time. And I actually saw an orb hovering over the plane before it hit the building. So I believe that some of those people, I believe those people were lifted up out of there
before
it went into the building.
I'm certain about that because I actually had my own vision about that. And the people who, this is going to sound nutty as heck, but the people who were in the building incarnated just for that purpose, the whole event was staged for humanity, and it was planned out almost like a work of art by a higher density beings, and everybody was evacuated like split second.
I believe that. I really do, Lance. And I did have a vision 2 days before it happened.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't a pleasant vision, but I was seeing President Bush, and I was seeing this man in a turban who I didn't know who he was until they showed him on TV, and it was Bin Laden. But I was screaming at them in my vision, and I was actually calling them both evil, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But the next, you know, 2 days later, when it was on TV, I knew it was Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And so, but I did feel, after reviewing, I was looking at Alex Jones' video of the 9/11 attacks, and it was on that video when I was taking it backwards that I saw a saucer hovering over the plane before it hit, and then I also saw another saucer on the other side of the building. So I would not even be surprised.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting if, with this orchestration of this new dimension coming in, if those people were to appear and were going to say, oh my gosh, I thought you died in that. Oh no.
No, just another dimensional shift.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I see it.
I mean, that would be really a magnificent revelation to all
absolutely, wouldn't it?
All of the disbelievers.
Yeah.
But we have to be very careful. I know. I mean, I watch CNN for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Because I want to, like, if I'm feeling earthquakes in my body, I want to see what's happening, or I'll go check it out on the internet. But I don't watch very much of the news because I feel that there's a lot of waves that are coming from, you know, them repeating the trauma, and they just use the mind control, and it's just.
Yeah.
We have to really protect ourselves.
Absolutely. And it sometimes can be very subtle, and we're not realizing that we're being literally brainwashed.
Oh, it's very easy to get sucked into
it.
It really,
really
is. But we're doing it. We are doing it. And,
yes.
And we are moving out of the dream.
Mm.
This has been the dream.
Yes, yes.
And we are moving out of the dream and moving into universal reality.
Yes.
To be reunited with our brothers and sisters of other worlds.
Yeah.
And they look, honestly, they look just like us.
Yeah, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people come up to me and they go, you really don't look like you're from here. And I go, well, you know, maybe I'm half and half, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that it's
happening.
It is. It really is. And so my message to humanity is, hey, let the dance begin. Just be in the moment to moment. Think of your thoughts as your surfboard to go through the eye of the needle, and you're going to be seeing some magnificent new things.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
On the other side. And that's what the films really, that was one of the things that happened is I was on the ship with these children, and they begged me to not wait any longer to release my footage because we're actually in the process of a screenplay that we want to go into a feature film. I'm not so sure that we're even going to be able to do the feature film because we're probably going to be living the feature film.
Right, we'll probably be
we're living it.
Exactly, exactly.
They made me promise to release my film footage, and so instead of coming out with a book first, I decided, well, seeing is believing, so that's when I put the documentary together, and it's really more like a diary with me. It's not a lot of talking heads.
I really enjoyed it. Well, you know, Victoria, this hour has flown by.
Oh, my goodness.
Before we go, would you please mention your website once again so people can find you?
Yes, it's Victoria's Light, and that's with an S, as in Sam, LIGHT.com. And you can go on to the site. You can download the 4-minute movie trailer to the DVD, and there's just a beautiful photo gallery, lots of photographs. I'm also on YouTube. People can watch my trailer on YouTube also.
Wonderful.
Under Encounters with Angels, UFOs, and Divine Messages. And if anybody needs prayer or healing, just have them send me an email, and I'll talk to them more about it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
Victoria.
Thank you. You've been just wonderful tonight.
God bless you, Lynn. Thank you for all you're doing.
Okay. Good night, Victoria, and good night to everybody in the audience.
All right. Well, let this be a blessed new year and a new heaven and earth.
Yes.
All righty. Good night.